This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome those of you recovering from the end of the year party from your work. Get up, wake up. Listen to Radio Law Talk. I remember those days when we had Friday night, end of the year holiday party, Christmas party, Hanukkah party, whatever party you had, and you had to get up the next morning.
And you had to face the reality of what you did the night before.
Not me. I was the sober one laughing at others. You know what you said last night.
You know in sports when you're trying out for a team and they're getting down to cuts and you get there and there's like a pink slip in your locker or somebody says, coach wants to see you, bring your playbook, you know, something like that. Well, the equivalent for the holiday party is you get back to work on Monday and it's, I have an email from HR.
Oh no, I
have to go see someone.
The free booze.
With any luck at all, it's the HR lady going, hey, you want to go out again?
Yeah.
hey, we need to talk.
I'm your host, Fred Penny, with Denise Dirks. I have Cal Hunter behind the glass, and to my left, Todd Cunin. We are going to have a wonderful time today. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things. If you want to call in, call 855-LAW-RADIO.
That's 855-529-7234.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk if you have any questions, want to talk about stuff. Don't forget, we're going to be here during the Christmas holiday, and we're going to talk about in the future, so probably next Saturday or the Saturday after, all the things Santa is doing against employment law. There's a lot of things he's doing that he could be sued under employment law, and so we're going to discuss that.
Oh, ho, ho, ho,
yeah,
no,
ho,
no,
ho,
no.
Ho. No, 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 you better. Let's see. We're going to talk about the Oakland Raiders being sued by the city of Oakland for moving to Las Vegas. Blurred Lines copyright lawsuit, we're going to talk about that, the update on that. Obamacare in Texas apparently is unconstitutional, and we're going to talk about that. Avenatti is in the news again. We're going to talk about his tweets and what kind of money he's claiming that should be paid by the hour for an attorney. We got a $280 million lawsuit against the series The Walking Dead. We're going to discuss that. That's going to be interesting. Planned Parenthood case, we have to bring that up with Kavanaugh issue. They're trying to think that whether or not the Supreme Court's going to discuss and or talk about, they don't talk or discuss, give their opinion about a case concerning Planned Parenthood. We're going to discuss that. Look, we've got the Sacramento Kings, even in our own backyard, had the CFO was pilfering over $13 million, and we're going to discuss now he has actually pled guilty to that. We're going to discuss that briefly.
How does nobody notice that? Does the account look a little light to you?
Yeah, it's not like a $500.
Exactly.
It's $13.4 million.
I mean, it's not like, hey, honey, where's the rainy day jar? I was going to go take the kids to Dairy Queen. What happened to all the money here?
You know the interesting thing about this? We're going to talk about what he did with the money.
Yeah.
That's the most interesting thing
that
we're going to discuss.
But also the way he did the extortion. He was very clever, and nobody should ever repeat that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So we're going to talk about the PG&E campfires, but by the way, there may be evidence of some foul play by others out up by the campfire where it started, supposedly. We always say both sides, and
that's
I'm a
right.
plaintiff's lawyer, but you know what? The defense is coming up with some interesting discussions or arguments. And then I cannot say this actress's name.
Elijah Dushku.
Sounds good. $9.5 million settlement. We're going to tell you why, and then we have case or no case coming up. We're going to have a fun time here. Look, remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're doing general discussions. Do not think we're your legal counsel. As Todd says, Your Honor, Todd told me in Radio Law Talk that this is the law.
Judgment for the other side.
Do not do that. Seek local counsel.
Should be sanctioned.
Yeah. And we are heard all over the globe, all over, not just in California. We do talk about topics of law everywhere.
Wait a second. We need to, in case we have any flat earthers out there listening to us.
Flat
earth societies.
Oh, you know, flat earthers.
I don't want to offend anybody saying we're heard across the globe. So we can say we are heard not around the globe, across the earth.
Okay. Oh, should we say that?
Yes. Well, just so, I mean, look, we live in a very politically correct society here.
Well,
I don't want to offend anybody that might not believe that the earth is round.
You want to make sure those people out in the Nevada desert?
I do. I mean, look, we could be listened to by Seth Curry of the Golden State Warriors right now.
Now, he said he was only kidding about
the moon landing. And I may be only kidding about this, but just in case.
Wow. I didn't hear that one about Seth Curry.
He said that we didn't really land on the moon.
Yes.
Someone's claiming. He
right.
Said.
No, it was on a podcast, and NASA reached out to him and said, "You want to come to the museum in Houston? We'll show you the moon rocks." And he said, "Come on, I was just kidding."
But, that's what he said when his publicity guy said, "Oh, by the way."
Yes. Excuse us, but so around the globe, across the earth, whatever we're everywhere,
every corner of the earth.
Very well put. Very well put. Because maps are flat.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about it.
Is that for the people that in August drive to the middle of the desert in Nevada? Is that who they're for?
I think the ones who drive to August in the...
They think there's no limit to their...
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
And then the most important thing we've got is case or no case. We're going to have some good ones today, and we always do it our first and our third hour. And so we're just going to do a little teaser and get started here, Cal, with case or no case, and then we'll come back after the break and find out what's going on.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Yeah, I love that.
Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is purely a game of skill. There is no wagering allowed. Just keep that in mind as we go forward.
Pure skill.
Yes, exactly. And here you were, Fred, talking about holiday parties.
Right.
Our case or no case today centers around the festivities in the office. Holiday office parties that have alcohol are quite common. In December of 1994, a realty group hosted a holiday party for its employees, the Sutton Realty Group. The party was held at the Sutton office during working hours and had an open, unsupervised bar. One employee, a certain Ms. Linda Hunt, started drinking a lot.
It's a shocker.
And her employer took note and said, I'm a little concerned about how you might drive afterward. Now, let me call your husband. Linda Hunt said, I'm fine, and she convinced him, and so no phone call was made. Then Hunt left the party and went to a bar with several of her co-workers, and the pounding of the alcohol continued. However, while driving home, Mr. Cunin...
Just glad Rodriguez is here.
I know, right? But while driving home, she got in an accident. Her damages and liability were assessed at $1.25 million. Her blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit. And she decided that she wanted legal counsel with an eye towards suing someone other than herself to try to recoup some of the damages that she caused. And so, in the minute or so that we have left, I ask you, and Fred, I will start with you. This sounds like a plaintiff's lawyer case wheelhouse case or no case.
I have clarification questions.
All right.
So she's bringing the lawsuit against whom other than herself? Is she trying to bring it against... the actual bar or her employer or both?
Yes and yes.
Because that's two different things because it could be a workers' comp case too.
She's going against both of them in our case of no case. You've got 30 seconds. You don't have to give an answer.
I'm not going to give an answer, but I just want to clarify for those listeners. Because don't forget, you could tweet your answer at hashtag case or no case. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us, Denise, at...
855-529-7234. Let us know what you think, and Cal's going to tell us.
So. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
You stay there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here.
Merry little Christmas, let your heart be
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DAV.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Our argument during the break was who's got the better mandarins.
Speaking king of the oranges.
Yeah, literally. I brought my I have beautiful mandarins, no doubt about it, but they have seeds.
Oh,
right. And he's saying his mandarins don't have seeds, so his are better. And I'm saying mine will taste better.
So sweet and good.
Luckily, there's no competitiveness among the team at Radio Law Talk.
No, none whatsoever. No wagering.
Oh, let's get back to it. Remind us very briefly, in 1994, a lady was at a holiday party drinking a little bit, which the employer provided. Don't quite know how tipsy she was. They said, but don't drive. She said, I'm driving anyway. Goes to a local bar.
Now he offered to call her husband, and she said, no, I'm okay.
Goes to the bar, and then gets in an accident. She wants to sue the employer and wants to sue the bar, apparently. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
What state was this in?
I don't know.
Okay.
He didn't think that far ahead when he was making it up.
I was going to say. Now, don't forget, there's an issue, first of all, suing your employer. You can't sue your employer for that, other than maybe a workers' comp claim saying it was on the job, I got drunk and got hurt. That's one argument they can make. But don't forget, there's an intervening cause, right, that we were discussing during the break of going to the bar. So was it the bar's fault? Cal made this up, no case.
All right, so no case. Interesting. All right, Denise, let's go. I see you're nodding your head in agreement, so let's go ahead and go to you now. Is this a case or is this not a case? And if it is a case, what is the result?
The really important part of this is what state it's in.
I know, and I apologize because I probably could find that out. And in fact, if you want me to go back to my source material, I will.
You could probably find that out. Oh, let's see here. Let me bring up the Ouija board.
Indy, Hawaii.
It's Indy, Idaho. Okay, great.
Tricking us. I don't know.
No, I think what's funny about it, because in some states they have what's called dram shop. And in dram shop states, that means that if a bar or a restaurant overserves a person alcohol, then they could have liability or owe that person damages if they get into a wreck, or even the third party victim if that's the case. In California, we don't have dram shop, so I do think it's important to know what state. And then Linda Hunt, she drank a lot. She may not have had a husband. We don't know the answer to that either. That he offered to have her husband, and maybe she didn't want her husband to come. He didn't offer her Uber, so maybe there is some liability there.
It was 1994.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you've got to remember that it's also possible she didn't want her husband to know that she was that wonked out at that particular Christmas party.
I agree. That was kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
He obviously wasn't invited.
This was a real estate party, and those can get wild.
They're not afraid to imbibe.
No, they are not.
Realtors, if you're listening, his name is Todd Kuhnen, K-U-H-U. So, Todd, case or no case?
I haven't decided. I'm so sorry. I was kind of, first.
No, I'm waiting.
Go for it, Denise.
My bad, Denise. Go ahead.
I would say I think it's a case.
And
I think that it's got to be weird. It's got to be she gets money against the bar.
Okay.
Not the employer.
So you say she prevails against the bar?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, I do, without getting into my expertise, but there is case law on this, by the way, in California, on suing a bar for drink. That's an hour discussion. Go ahead.
Case or no case?
Well, all right, let's take a
Fred
look.
Fred says no case. Denise says case, bar prevails.
Let's take a look at this here, because there's one question that was, who's going to know how much was drunk at which party and all that. I would point out this. A couple of things that you said. You pointed out that the bar at the office party was unsupervised.
Correct.
And when she went to the bar, that is obviously a supervised place. Now, bars would typically serve alcohol or serve drinks that were a little more watered down to maximize their profits, and so the alcohol content of the typical drink in the bar would be lower than the unsupervised bar where people can go make their own drink. And
we need to have that Princess Bride thing ready all the time.
They make that tall boy there that's mostly vodka and just a splash of orange juice or whatever. And so the fact is, I think it would be pretty easy to tell how much alcohol that was consumed at the bar led to whatever her blood alcohol level was, because all you have to do is look at the receipt for what she paid for the drinks, and then there's an average calculation as to how much that will raise your blood alcohol level. So if she was a 0.16 and she had a couple of drinks at the bar, the majority of that's probably going to occur at the unsupervised bar with the employer.
At work.
And so that's where I think the employer's got a bit of an issue there that would not necessarily lead to her recovering, but to lead to her thinking that she can recover. My whole analysis here is she thinks she can recover. This is a case. She sues both. They do the, it wasn't us, it was them, it wasn't us, it was them, and she recovers nothing, because it's also a criminal case where injuries occurred, and I don't think anybody wants to cut a DUI with injury plaintiff a break. And so she sues, it is a case, but she gets nothing.
Wow, that was so intelligently laid out.
I'm kind of frightened now.
I'm actually pretty impressed.
Yeah, that's good.
How did I come up with that concept? That's such a wonderful
genius. Yes.
And I just want it known that even if this is not a case, it's still sound legal reasoning.
That was
just, can't argue with that.
I think that's when you put a little note on that. So, you know, we keep for, like, commercials we run examples of a Radio Law Talk. We need to note that down as an example.
That's definitely a star.
The hot air meter went really high on that.
That's
one.
A Koenig gold star. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I suppose it's time, since we have 1 minute left in the segment, to tell you the resolution of this case
No, let's wait, Cal. We got one minute left.
We can ad hoc it. We don't want to rush it. We can ad lib a little
bit. Let's talk about, what did you guys do this week?
What's the real date today?
Today's the 15th. My son's birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mason. Yeah. He is now a teenager.
That means he's 13. Oh, man.
Who's got the best mandarins? That's what I think.
You know what you forgot to talk about?
What?
Contributory negligence.
Comparative.
Because she, as being in the unsupervised bar, she would have some part of that negligence. Not just the employer for not having supervision, but...
But if we don't know what state, we don't know to what extent.
Cal, play us some music just to go out.
I have no friends.
Stay with us.
Please come home for Christmas, baby. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Brian Zinke is out as Secretary of the Interior. President Trump tweets that Zinke will be gone by the end of the year, and his replacement could be announced next week. The Australian government decides to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, reversing a decades-old policy on the Middle East. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Fundamentally, it's the right of every country to determine its national capital.
Australian opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's a political stunt aimed at winning the by-election for a Sydney seat with a high Jewish population.
What I'm worried is that Mr. Morrison put his political interest ahead of our national interest. I regret that we've seen a complex debate derailed by reckless and foolish behaviour.
Morrison says the Australian embassy will remain in Tel Aviv until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australia will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we got to keep just stop dragging this out for the people listening out there, but it's just basically holiday party, employee drinks at the holiday party, open bar, goes and drives. They say, hey, we'll call your husband. No, I'm okay. Goes to the bar, drinks some more, gets an accident, wants to sue the bar and sue her employer. And I voted no case. This is just a made-up case. Both my compadres here said it was a case. Todd said
no recovery.
No recovery. Denise said recovery.
Against the bar.
Against the
bar.
Yeah,
and of course, recovery as in damages, not recovery as in from alcohol.
There you go.
And this is a 2-point question. If you get the case part right, you get a point. If you get the outcome correct, you also get a point. So those of you who say that this was not a case, please raise your hand. Well, Fred, guess what? It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It is, in fact, a case.
All right.
That means those of you who say it is a case, you get Denise and Todd. Each get 1 point.
Falling behind.
1 point. Now, the question is, what's the outcome? She sued both Sutton, the real estate company, and the bar for negligence. That was the basis of her suit. The court ordered the real estate company to pay 1/4 of the $1.25 million in damage, and Hunt's damages were reduced because she was found partially at fault of the crash. So she had to pay the rest. So the employer had to pay a third, whatever it was, and she had to pay the rest, and the bar was scot-free,
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
I guarantee it was not in California. Yeah. Do you remember what state it was?
I'll have to look.
No, but it was not a dram shops case either.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a dram shop state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just remember, we both just got one. But yeah, you both get one point. When you're serving alcohol at a Christmas party in your office unsupervised...
You said no recovery.
I said no recovery. I thought Denise would get 2 points.
No, because I said against the bar.
She said the bar would pay.
So we each got one.
Each of you get one
good
point.
Good for me.
Yeah. So I'm at 88, Todd is at 86, and Fred is at 82. And I'm getting closer to the low bars.
You are.
100 points, those of you who are listening, is the end of the game.
Or
and
Christmas,
it's lemon
I thought.
Bar.
Or Christmas.
Or Christmas.
Yeah, or Christmas, yes. Yeah.
So, or Christmas.
Yeah, Kyle came up with that.
I'm thinking of doing Christmas because, you know,
we're getting older.
The new year, we could die before we get to 100 points.
All right, okay. That means I'm done. Sounds like I'm not getting lemon bars.
All right.
The city of Oakland on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against the Oakland Raiders and the NFL, claiming that they're owed money because the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas and the NFL approved it, and they're discussing a number of things. First of all, I love the quote from the complaint about the Raiders and the NFL calling the NFL what, Denise?
Well, if
a cartel.
Yeah, a cartel.
A cartel. Oh, my gosh, that's a little bit interesting. So the city of Oakland, their own counsel, and they've hired outside counsel to bring this lawsuit. And actually, everyone thinks, oh, they're trying to keep them here. Actually, the lawsuit says, no, we don't want you here. Go to Las Vegas. However,
because that's a breach of our contract.
Yes.
And we want damages.
And they want damages and money. That's a shocker. And by the way, another issue that I didn't realize is the lawyers taking on this case, because it'll be the city. Their city's lawyers will be, you know, the lawyers, but they always will, not always, but many times will bring outside counsel that kind of more specialize in this type of a thing. But they're taking it on a contingency basis.
So lawyers, they feel like it's such a good
case.
They
feel like they're going to win probably hundreds of millions is what they're trying to
Well, they're
for.
Asking for like 80-some million for just the loans that they made to clean up the Oakland Coliseum and make it more football-friendly for the Raiders. I mean, they're asking for a lot of money.
They are.
Oh, it's going to be a lot.
And they're suing. This is the part that's fun. They're suing under federal antitrust laws.
Right.
Saying that, in essence, the NFL and the Raiders have boycotted Oakland and kept them from getting and hosting another football team.
Hence,
because there's only limited franchises.
Hence the cartel approach.
Well, the reason is you do that also is you can get treble damages and attorney's fees.
Right.
Treble damage is like kind of like a punitive damage, like punishing, but...
One of the things, just from a sports aspect to look at this here, is that when Davis brought the Raiders from Los Angeles back to Oakland, there were a lot of assurances on the part of the city of Oakland about the Coliseum that they would make modifications, and they've called it Mount Davis, where they built this huge thing. Well, you know, the Oakland A's play at the Coliseum as well, and when they made the modifications to accommodate Al Davis, it ruined that ballpark for baseball. It completely changed it changed the way the wind comes in. It changed the appearance of it, and it just wasn't as aesthetically pleasing. And so Oakland is very concerned that because of the changes they made to accommodate a football team, that they may lose their baseball team as well. Now they're already losing the Warriors. The Warriors play next door. They're going over to San Francisco once their arena in the Mission District is finished. They've lost the Raiders, who are going down to Las Vegas, and they're in danger of losing the A's if they don't get
forever.
That. They go from three major league franchises to nothing.
And the A's have been trying to build a new stadium in Fremont or in San Jose, down by where the 49ers stadium is, Santa Clara, all over the place. They've been trying to get out of this Oakland Coliseum because even before Mount Davis, it wasn't a great baseball park.
No, it wasn't. But it certainly didn't help things when they made all of those accommodations for Al Davis.
Agreed.
So you know what this means for the diehard Raiders fans, right?
What?
They're going to hate Oakland more.
Yeah.
They're absolutely going to hate Oakland more. My husband is really upset about this lawsuit. And I said, look, it's not trying to keep Oakland in Oakland. And he goes, well, that's part of the problem. Why wouldn't they try to keep Oakland in Oakland? If they're going to do this, try to keep the Raiders in Oakland.
Well, here's another.
Well, that's a done deal, though.
I know.
That's a done deal.
Here's another option.
But they could get a stay. that could actually get the court to, you know, order an injunctive relief and say they can't move yet.
But they don't want them to. They said said they don't want to. They just want the money damages. Here's the interesting thing. 2019, there is no agreement as to where Oakland's going to go. As of right now, Oakland has no home for 2019. And here's some options that I think are interesting. Let's lay out the options. They said go to San Diego. They've got an open, you know, Coliseum there.
Yes. Oh, the Chargers fans would love that.
Chargers fans would love that. Well, here's the funnier one. Or they could, for 1 year, use it with the 49ers. Oh, that will go off well.
At Levi's Stadium.
That was actually a proposal that was thrown about to go ahead and move down, use Levi's Stadium, much like the New York Giants and Jets do with the Meadowlands?
Yeah, the Meadowlands, whatever it is.
Well, here's, okay, so ready for this? My opinion, the best idea, using University of Nevada Reno's football stadium.
Too small.
But guess what? They're going there. Too small. Nobody goes to the Raiders game anymore anyway, so it doesn't matter. They can hold it at the Penryn Park where I grew up.
The first time the Raiders game could be played at home in the snow.
That's exactly right.
The Raiders, I have a practice field. That's where they're practicing Reno.
Wait, I didn't finish my point.
Yeah, finish.
Here's UNLV's stadium, where the University of Nevada Las Vegas football team plays.
I mean, they host a bowl game down
That's
there.
That's exactly
still
right.
Too small.
Yeah. Too small.
Echo Stadium, Salt Lake City. 55,000 people.
Echo Stadium.
Well, you know where Utah plays? Downtown?
Wait a minute.
Is it Eccles?
Eccles. Yeah. That's what University of Utah plays?
55,000.
Why would they go all the way to University of
Utah? Well, because they'll get fans in the fan base in the Intermountain West, which is where Nevada is. It's a one-year thing. They might get a chance. I mean, I'm just saying it's a logical thing and a big enough
stadium. San Diego would be logical.
Here's the thing they're going to have to worry about wherever they go, and that is encroaching on the market of the team, or the team that already has dibs on that market. Now, Salt Lake City is firmly in the Denver Broncos market. When I lived in Utah for college, the Broncos' home games were always the ones that were played, and so that is there. So the Broncos would probably argue, because of the nature of that area, that it encroaches. Even for 1 year, it's going to affect our revenues and what gets blacked out if they don't fill the stadium for a home game, and how's that going to affect the television revenue. I honestly think the Levi Stadium one is the most viable option.
It's the best option.
Or stay in Oakland.
Because the players don't have to. I mean, you got to think about this.
That ain't going to happen.
The players don't want to move or go anywhere until they can go to a final destination. You go to Utah, you go somewhere else, that's not going to be it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers said, for 1 year, we'll do a off and off at Levi Stadium.
This is what Davis wants. I mean, Davis really does want to stay in Oakland, and he said that they have a lease agreement sitting with the city council right now, and he's willing to pay $3, $4, $5 million in rent to be able to stay there. But now that they sued him, he doesn't want to give him any money for rent because they're going to use that money to sue him.
That's what he's trying to say.
So it's like it's kind of a double-edged sword for him. And so they're looking at all the options, and I think they're going to have to decide this fairly quickly.
Yeah.
It's not something that they can let it
simmer. Because they're
going
to be in the Super Bowl probably next year. They'll have to get things going. That's the Raiders.
Davis right now is saying, baby, it's cold outside. I think you should stay.
We'll be right back with that. We're going to talk about Blurred Lines lawsuit.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
So we've been talking about Pharrell and Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke. Blurred Lines lawsuit for quite a Blurred Lines song and the lawsuit for quite some time. There's some updates. Denise, tell us what's kind of going on.
Well, in the trial court, the jury found in favor of the Marvin Gaye's estate and awarded $5.3 million. So Thicke and Pharrell, they appealed it to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals actually upheld it. And so now the underlying judgment became more valuable and against him. So now it looks like they decided that there was joint and several liability against Thicke and against Williams
which
and his publishing
what?
Company.
Which means what?
That,
They're going to kind of separate it.
Yeah. Well, it means that they're all equally liable for the underlying amount.
Right, but then they're good, but then they separated and showed you.
They can't be separate. Yeah. They can't be separated. There's going to have to be a decision between them who's paying what.
Right.
But it looks like Thick, for some reason, was really found to be a little more heinous in his actions because he has to pay an additional $1.7 million, and then the Williams and his publishing company has to pay an additional $357,000.
Now,
so that's kind of how it's.
Let's talk about Pharrell and Mr. Thick. Do you really think $5 million is going to hammer them?
You know, here's
not Pharrell Williams.
Well, that's why they decided not to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Well, and this
right?
is the thing about this.
They're going to accept the court.
So they did catch a break because the original verdict was $7.3 million. And then after it got sent back to them, it was reduced to the $5 million figure.
Right, the judge reduced it.
No, the trial judge did.
Yes. So,
yeah.
So it was they got about $2.3 million in relief, which was as a result of appealing it and then coming back, and then it's set at $5 million because the judge agreed to reduce it. But here's the thing that I think about this. I would really, really be interested to know, if you look at the sales statistics of this song, and more importantly, look at the sales statistics of the song they claim was infringed, and see how it changed over time. What were the average iTunes sales of Marvin Gaye's song? Okay.
Wasn't it what was it?
I forgot.
Not Let's
name
Get
It
On. It's
whatever.
Was it Let's Get It On?
No, it wasn't.
Gotta Give It Up.
Gotta Give It Up.
Okay.
Gotta Give It Up. Right.
What was the average sales on an annual basis of Gotta Give It up until the claim that it was infringed by Blurred Lines?
In other words,
to see if it spiked. And if it spiked, you know, then my question would be, where are the damages? Because of the lawsuit and because of the song, you're making more money.
Well, I have a feeling that the Gaye's trust is going to be really benefited a lot by this because they're going to get, from here on out, 50% of all the songwriter and publishing royalties.
Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up sales up 246% after the Blurred Lines lawsuit, which helped the lawsuit helped generate sales.
Oh, probably helped Blurred Lines too.
So let me tell you this. I'm going to put on my prediction hat. You are going to see a lot more lawsuits claiming copyright infringement because even if you lose the lawsuit, look at the effect. Depending on who you sue, look at the effect it can have on the sales of the underlying song. I would be interested to know that Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, infringing on the Spirit song. How did the sales of that song increase over time? I mean, if it starts to get to where just filing the lawsuit will spur on the sales of your old song that's 20, 30, 40 years old, I mean, that's better than marketing, advertising, and stuff like that. I just think that we're going to see a lot more of this.
Can't find the numbers on I Got a Line. I mean, on the Spirit song, but I'll keep looking. I'll keep looking.
Okay.
So that's...
Well, another song that's kind of in the news right now is Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
And it's kind of... It's being interpreted very controversially.
Yeah.
And when you look at the actual song, where it was played initially, and
Baby, it's cold outside.
And guess what? The best thing that ever happened to this thing was that.
Are you kidding me?
Best thing that ever happened.
Radio plays up, the rotates now up in an A rotation on Christmas sales, getting 8-9 plays a day on many Christmas radio stations.
Why? What was it we could do to get Radio Law Talk? You know,
we've got to have a song going.
You know, what's our song?
We have
to get a song. Whose song can we steal?
I got.
Marvin Gaye.
Hey, there we go.
We could do that, or we could write a song. How about, okay, here's
the
song.
That, yeah.
Fred, my eyes are up here. Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's an interesting song.
My eyes are like stars right now.
Yeah, that's the song.
What a great song. What a great song.
Yeah, so anyway, I love that song too, and I've never in my whole entire life thought that there was anything not...
Well, what,
you know, above the board for that song, and then people have interpreted it in a very strange way.
People are looking for reasons to be excused, to be offended, or to misinterpret. It's kind of getting...
But isn't that great, though, for those people and
yeah,
that song?
Yeah, good for them.
You know, that song has been making no money or hardly any money for the those who now get the rights to it, the children or grandchildren or great grandchildren. I don't know
the estate for sure.
The estate, you know their income. Well, we've been sending you $4 a month. Now it's coming $400,000 a month. You
well, last year was part of a big, I think it was Macy's or something with Lady Gaga and what's the older gentleman? That's
Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
I loved that commercial. I liked to even listen to that commercial when they did it.
Here's what happened.
Great.
Here's Eartha Kitt.
What's this one?
This is Santa Baby. This is a different thing. But the point is, this is the same kind of a song.
Yeah.
This is a song dealing about risque images with Santa Claus.
Santa baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a Santa suit.
Who's the singer of this?
This is Eartha Kitt.
Oh, Eartha Kitt.
Good stuff.
We should save that for our Christmas show for sure and have a discussion about Santa's relationship with Miss Kitt.
So
sexual harassment Me Too movement.
Well, all I know is he's buying her a lot of gifts. That's all I know.
But she's giving him some too.
Where's the ching-ching-ching-ching-ching little thing?
Well, we don't really know that.
Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, it was a clause or no clause. the thing about the song that we were talking about before, Baby, It's Cold Outside, what really happened, it was one line in the song, and really probably would have never come to light had there been no issue with Bill Cosby, who we have covered, because Cosby's thing was giving people Quaaludes, maybe spiking a drink.
Right.
And then in this song, there is one line where the woman says to herself, what's in this drink?
Yeah. Right.
And then people start putting two and two together, and they look at that and don't take the entire song out of context. Or in context. They take it out of context, and they start to think that it's something that it doesn't mean.
Cal said it best. I think we talked about it last week. That radio station that said we are not airing that, you know as well as I do, and Cal knows as a producer, that was a brilliant producer that let's start this controversy. And then that radio station is just booming. So positive, negative, whatever, that radio station's stock went up.
The best thing you can do is get people to talk about you, because that means people check in to make their own judgment. It's a beautiful thing. Very smart, I think.
Yeah.
And the thing
producers
about...
Producers do that, right? Sometimes?
Never. But with Baby, It's Cold Outside, remember, there's got to be contextualized with the times. That was a very popular joke at that time.
Right.
Would you put something in my drink? What's going on here? Because it was just post-prohibition. You got to think.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
right?
And not only that, but when she's actually kind of getting a little swoony with his love, because he's, you know, confessing he loves her, he wants her to stay, and she's going, what's in the drink? You know, it wasn't... Like, she's like, is it the alcohol in the drink that's making me feel a little excited about my love?
You have to. I wish we had a
video camera. They fell in love, by the way.
She's like 7
She's doing like a little dance. Dance in her seat.
Well, she gets it. She gets it. She's used the song before.
Oh, my God. This is getting bad. But, Denise, you're feeling okay, though, right?
I'm feeling great.
Good. All right. Well, you can dish it out.
She's practically euphoric.
Check what's in her drink.
We're having a good time. We're going to talk when we come back from the break. We're going to talk a little bit about Fred Savage. We're going to talk about we've got to talk about Stormy Daniels again. I know hate to do that, but
it's Stormy
Walking,
outside.
The Walking Dead. We're going to talk about The Walking Dead. Huge lawsuit, $280 million. That's going to go forward, and it's going to court. We'll be right back after this. We'll see you hour number two.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.